Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Good afternoon, Dr. Atolobe. How are you?
I'm good. Good afternoon, Brother Zama.
Are you fantastic this afternoon? Have you had a good day?
Very wonderful. It's been a wonderful day.
Oh, fantastic, man. Great to have you on the line on the show. Now, we're continuing to talk about seasons of life, but today's subtopic, slowing down the candle. And so as we continue with these lessons on season of life, we are focusing on this phenomena of slowing down the candle, and that is how to live longer. And of course, you are going to be helping us and, outlining how we should do that. So please do share some practical tips on slowing down the candle. Can we really have some control? Can we really have some control on how long we live? Ultimately, that's what we want.
Absolutely. To a large extent. You know, we're in a beautiful season at this time, and people are talking about seasons, greetings, and all the candlelight and the jingle bells and all that is going on now. So what's a good time to talk about seasons of life? Yes, we have some parts to play. In fact, a large part to play, whether we'll live long or whether we'll shut down very quickly. When we light a candle, automatically we know that it's going to start, the wax is going to start dropping, and then until it will burn out. So life has been compared to a candle. When God made man in the beginning, we are told that God made man in his own image. We know God is living forever, so man was supposed to live on and on and on forever. However, we know the story. Sin came and man was subject to death. But then God made provision for man to live very long. If we look at the Bible patriarchs and how long they live, Methuselah almost hit 1,000 years. So we know that man lived long in the beginning. So what has happened? Why are we dying at 60s and 70s and thereabouts? Today, what we have been told by research is that we can still live vigorously into the 80s. Some will wink their eyes at that and raise their nose and say, really?
Really?
Well, that's what, yes, really. Whoa. That's what we have, is that we can still, as of today now, in our present age, we can still live moderately, vigorously into our 80s. Yeah, some people are celebrating 100 years of age and they're still walking about and they're still mending their fences and driving and doing all kind of things. The Loma Linda case, Loma Linda in the United States of America, came into one of the blue zones of the world. So there's some secret to what they are doing there then. But things are changing. There's no doubt about that. But then we still have many people living into their hundreds in that place and many blue zone areas of the world. So the question is, what are they doing differently from the rest of us who are having problems with diseases and so forth and are sleeping too soon? So God made the best provision for man, and that is in Genesis chapter 1, verse 29, fruits, grains, nuts. Then, in Genesis chapter 3, he added vegetables, herbs. Herbs are for the healing of the nation. So we must eat some herbs. It's very important. So the first thing that we need to look at is the fact that if we eat what God gave man in the beginning, we will live long. Those who live in the blue zones of the world into their hundreds, they eat plant-based foods. They don't eat animal foods. So that is very important to keep in mind, that if we live on plant-based food whole, that's very important, whole, not processed over processed grains, over processed foods, canned fruits, juices in bottles, many of them are just colored water and sugar. So if we live on the real food, that is one thing that God has given man that will help them to burn this candle very slowly so that it doesn't burn out. It's still going to burn out, but how can we slow it down? It's the subject matter that we want to consider. So I have talked about food. food is very important. And there are other things. There are social scientists have done a lot of different researches on why are some people living longer and why are some people dying too quickly, especially in 50s, 60s, and they're not living up to 100 years of age. And they have found this very interesting subject that I have found very intriguing. I must confess to you, when I read it, I said, really? But then when I look around, people my age, my senior brothers and sisters mm-hmm. who are in their 70s, and those I know, church mm-hmm. members who are in their 80s, early 90s, I see this pattern in them. Mm-hmm. And this is the underlying fact. Those who are conscientious, that word, conscientiousness, those who are very conscientious in everything that they do, they live longer. And these studies done by Friedman, they have done many longitudinal studies in the United States. Mm-hmm. They said those who are conscientious in their studies, in their chores, in handling money, they live longer than those who are careless, who just live life nonchalant and don't care about the dam, as they say it, and all that one. They don't live as long. I can believe it, because they will be more careless. They will get into more accidents. True. They will take things for granted more, and they will be careless with their relationship, which leads me to another very important topic. Stable homes, they have children who live long when they get old, and spouses, both of them will live longer if they are happy. But if it's a chaotic problem home where they are looking for how do I get out of this relationship and so forth, they don't live long. So they have found in research that children who their parents had divorced, they don't live long.
Oh man.
They are unstable. Yeah, they live in unstable situations growing up. So what are they going to do when they also get into adulthood?
Oh man.
They are probably going to do the same. Now, for those who have escaped all of these, have been able to live through and have gotten into close to 65, they have retired or are retiring, getting ready to retire, they should plan to not retire fully. They should plan to continue to be active. Those are the ones who live long. Those are the ones whose candle burn a little slower when they are getting to the end of life. They volunteer time to work for the needy or the any organ, maybe a store, maybe a school, but 1 hour a week volunteer work will make all the difference whether a senior citizen will live long into the 80s or not. Because when they are not doing anything, the mind is going to run riot in thinking about negative things. Mm-mm. But when people are involved with others, their emotion will be more stable. They will be able to relate to help others who are in need. Therefore, they will stop looking more at themselves and they can look out to help others. I found this very interesting. And whenever I'm studying it, it's such a joy to me that this is just so real. Talking about nutrition again, if I can go back to nutrition, many minerals and vitamins have been identified that can help those who are getting close to the end of life. And they are all available in plant food. Talk about dark green vegetables, soybeans. Those things like folic acid that are present in all of these things. And then taking at least either an orange or a grapefruit a day. Then it's been mentioned very well in many materials I did study that diabetes must be prevented when one is getting into retirement age, because we tend to sit down a lot. We are not very active again. So exercise is one of the principal problems that will cause diabetes. So when that is taken care of by volunteering time, by moving around and walking and tending the garden, planting flowers, growing some gardens and so forth, then they are going to live longer. They are exercising. Exercise is so important in life. Yes, plant-based foods are the ones with antioxidants, the vitamin C, the vitamin E, A, the beta-carotene. Zama, there's something important I must not forget as I run through this. And that is, at this age, over 50, we must avoid psychotropic drugs. These are the antipsychotic drug, but the most common one in this category are the sleeping pills, the tranquilizers, the mood stabilizers. I don't know what troubles us at this age, and I'm still looking at myself and the things that trouble me. And because in a few days, I'll be 65. And that is very interesting. I said, well, I'm studying myself in a way whilst I'm studying all of these things to share with others. And I have never taken, well, no, let me say never. I have not, in the last several years, taken sleeping pills. I have done everything I can to sleep and to get 8 hours of sleep at night. But it does not always happen. But at least I make sure I sleep about 3 hours before midnight so that I avoid not mending, I use that word, not repairing the damages of emotions, the damages of stress during the day, during the 2 hours before midnight sleep, because that is the time when the body is being repaired.
Yeah.
So if we get that sleep and not like watch TV into 12 midnight or just do things into 12 midnight, but rather we go to bed by 9 p.m. And get the 2 hours before midnight, because those 2 hours are the most important part of dream. I never look at my time when I'm talking like this, and I there's one important thing I must not forget is that the less calories that is eating when we are getting older, the longer we live. Oh. What do we mean by calories?
Okay.
That we don't take a lot of food that will give us weight. Fats are the highest in calories. So we eat less of that and definitely do not eat any fried foods. Absolutely no. But we take a lot of whole carbohydrates. We take a lot of fruit, vegetables, some nuts, just few nuts. The one that when we put it in our palm, we can close our fist. That's enough for the whole day. And then our BMI, that is the body mass index, which we can find out by going online and putting our weight in a in an app with the BMI, it should not exceed 27. Between 19 and 22 BMI is recommended as the ideal BMI for this age category. And that helps them to live longer. Look at it too, the things that are associated with overweight: diabetes, hypertension with high blood, hypertension is high blood pressure, heart disease, osteoporosis. These diseases are related to high fat intake and lack of exercise. So if we maintain a BMI of not more than 27, between 19, 22 to 25 is the recommended BMI that lengthens life, that make us to live longer.
Okay.
You can guess, and your guess will be right. I'm working on it.
Oh, okay.
To make sure that my BMI is just right there, not exceeding that, and making sure that I don't eat late in the evening. Breakfast, lunch is ideal number of times to eat per day. That will keep the body going, running, will not build any excess weight, will enable us to sleep very well at night, because if we eat late in the evening, we won't sleep at night. So all of these things put together, they are things that will help us to live longer.
Yeah, man, fantastic, fantastic. I must say that I'm also, you know, taking some serious notes here, because, but what I've been noting is that your precursor to your sentences or statements was that as you grow older. So I see that, as one grows older, one is not youth anymore, left the youth age, and of course it gets to middle age and you're getting older. There are certain things that you need to now leave behind and start living a particular lifestyle. And I think I'm taking very serious note of that. And thank you for that, Doc.
You're welcome.
Thank you. And have a lovely one and a blessed Sabbath ahead.
I wish you the same. The Lord be with you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.